Is being too intellectual or scientifically oriented dangerous for a devotee? If yes, why? It's not that it's just a matter of being too intellectual. It is extreme in anything can be dangerous. So, music is very good. But if one gets 24 hours obsessed with music itself, and even when one is doing kirtan, one is not thinking of the holy name, one is just focusing entirely on the instruments. This instrument is played like this instrument. Yes, to learn the instrument, that is good. But once you have learned the instrument, if you want to improve our learning, that is good enough. But during kirtan, it's not that 24 hours you are conscious of the instrument only. You know, we shouldn't be thinking about, okay, now this instrument I learned, now the next instrument I learned. You know, we shouldn't transform kirtan into an instrumental conquest. So extreme in anything is dangerous. It can be in music, it can even be in management. You know, if somebody is doing management service, that's good. But one should not constantly be in a manager's mode. One has to have a balance in everything. So same applies to the intellectual and scientific bent of mind also. So now, having said that, different people have different natures. And what some devotees may label as extreme, for others it will be normal. So even in, say, most of you are from IITs and other top colleges, you will see even in your colleges, even if you are in a top college, that doesn't mean that everybody there is in the same orientation. Some people are there, they are really interested in subject and they want to do deep research. Others are there just to get a job and get a career. Others are there just to go to America. You know, there are different people with different motivations. So, similarly, within the devotee community also, there will be different devotees. And if we have an intellectual scientific nature, then if we associate too much with those devotees who don't have that nature, then we will unnecessarily dishearten ourselves. Now, Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Saman Sindhu says that we don't need not just association, but like-minded association. Sa jatiya asha snigdha sangha. Snigdha is affectionate. Sa jatiya asha means that which is of the association of devotees who have the same category of desire that we have. So if we have an intellectual nature, then we should associate with those devotees also who have an intellectual nature. Then make have a small circle. And then if we try to discuss deep philosophical subjects, deep philosophical issues with others who don't have that nature, they will say, why do you have to go into something else? Chat about it, be happy. But for me, the way to be happy is by discussing these subjects. You know, the problem is that everyone thinks that their way of bhakti is the only way of bhakti, or that is the standard way of bhakti. That's not necessarily true. So if we have intellectual nature, we should find associations with intellectual minded devotees and discuss intellectual subjects in that association. That's very important for our nourishment. And in general, such an association of intellectual devotees needs to be guided, at least in principle, maybe not on a day-to-day basis, but in principle, by some senior intellectual devotee. So, without that guidance, we may just not individually go into that excess, but collectively we may go into excess. So, like doing any service, we need association and guidance. Similarly, when doing intellectual services also, we need association and we need guidance. And if one is doing that service with these two things, with association and guidance, which keep one in overall balance, then it's not that we have to give up our nature. That is just our nature. Krishna says we cannot give up our nature. So, every service can be dangerous if done in excess. That applies to the intellectual service also. But if we do it in association and with guidance, and which helps us to maintain balance, then yes, we can do very valuable service for Krishna. Because those who are intellectuals, they can actually understand things and explain things in a way that can appeal to a lot of people who would not find the normal presentations of bhakti as very appealing. That way we can actually not only ourselves appreciate Radhakrishna's legacy, but also share that legacy with others.